time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Joining me in studio today, I have Carbon County School District Superintendent Micah Salas. I had her come in last year this time, and we kind of did a half-year point and talked about things that are going on and things that happened, and it gives her a chance to kind of come in and talk about some of the unsung heroes during the holiday season. And we're going to kind of do that again and single out a few folks that have done some great things in the first half of the school year. Superintendent Salas, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about, first and foremost, how are things going district-wide?
District-wide, things are going great. You know, this, I hate to say it, I don't want to jinx anything, but it feels normal. We've had, you know, 2 years of, well, three of not normal, and this really, it just feels normal. It feels like everyone's just kind of back in a groove, and it feels great when you walk in the schools. It's just really nice.
It feels good to go back and have students there and participating, and yes, the school's full again. That's probably the most important thing that's you know, because yeah, for a minute there we had some quiet times, so to speak.
Gosh, we did, and school's no good without kids there. And then, you know, just our other years where, you know, our mask year was difficult, and then we've had these huge construction projects that have really interrupted the day, every day. So this is really nice. This year has been fantastic so far.
And you were saying that as far as construction goes, you're down to kind of just checklist stuff.
Checklist
the major
items,
stuff is all done.
Right, yeah, major stuff's done. Schools are fully functioning. Obviously, we always have projects coming up, and we're just getting in now to the capital outlay request for FY24. So that takes time. So we're kind of doing that process right now. It's all good.
All right. Well, when we sat down to talk about what we were going to talk about, you kind of said you wanted to take a moment and name some of the unsung heroes that kind of make the school run behind the scenes quietly and you know, don't really get a lot of attention. And then we were going to talk a few minutes about sports as well. So go ahead and you take it away from there.
Okay. Yes, I would like to reach out and thank really our departments and their leaders. You know, as I go to work every day, and I go pretty early, I am not nearly the first one at work every day. So our bus drivers get up really, really early to go get the buses ready, get them warmed up for the kids, and start their routes while most of us are still asleep. And Justin Wild is our new transportation director, and he has just done a fantastic job. So I just want to thank all those transportation employees, and especially as we have snow, I just would like to ask for people to really watch for our kids who are standing at the bus stops, especially as it snows more. Just please be cognizant of those kids and watch out for them and the buses. And then, of course, while they're driving the kids around, we have our cafeteria workers bright and early or dark and early these days at each school getting breakfast and the lunch prep ready. And Tanya Jones is our new school lunch nutrition director, and she's done a fantastic job. And really, no one thanks the lunch workers very often. And so I just really want to say thank you for all the work that they do. And then, of course, with that, if we didn't have buildings that were heated and well-maintained, it would be a huge problem. And our maintenance director is Jared Hansen, and all of our guys that work in maintenance, I can't say enough about them. They're on issues right away. They are so easy to work with. They're so great to be around, and we are very fortunate for everyone who works in our maintenance department. And then, of course, when we get to school, we can't do anything anymore without the internet and network. So our technology department's just fantastic. Ty Briner is our director of technology, and all of his crew, they are just amazing. They are a small crew, and it's amazing for what we have. The, 10 buildings and 3,500 students and 200 teachers, 700 total employees, they keep everything working in their small department. So thanks to them. And then, of course, we all like to be paid, and we all like to have insurance and things like that. And our business department, led by our BA, Darren Lancaster, is just fantastic. All of our people there. So, and then, of course, when we get to school, all of our school staff, our principals, teachers, aides, secretaries, librarians, counselors, therapists, behaviorists, speech paths. It just takes the village. It truly does to make kids successful. And so I just want to say thank you to all of our employees. And of course, the most important people in our buildings, thank you to our students, because they come every day And no matter what's going on in their lives, they come in and they really do their best. And like I said, school's no good without them. And so it's just a wonderful place to be.
It really does seem to function better when you got kids there, doesn't it?
It's so much better. It's so much better.
And we were talking too, when it comes to students and student athletes, Carbon High has put out some amazing state champions this year. And that's not taking away from anything that middle schools have done and
sure,
anything like
course.
That. But some of the recognition that some of the athletic programs that the high school is getting this year. I believe we had two state champions come out of Carbon High this year in the fall sports.
So really, I'm going to count it as three. Of course, our girls cross country as a team won the state championship. But the individual state championship, and there was Rosalind Stowe as well. And anyone who's watching anything right now is watching Rosalind Stowe, and I hope she feels the support from the community because everyone's excited for her, and she's a freshman, and she is destroying people.
That was the most amazing thing that started when I started looking at and covering Rosalind is that she is a state champion. And she is a freshman.
And she's not state champion by a little bit.
No. And the funnier thing about it is, well, I guess it's not really funny, but she's going to be running with a target on her back the rest of her high school career,
if
really.
If they can see it, if she's
not
too far
her,
away.
That's true.
True. And with that, with Coach Martak and Coach Ingar with the cross country, they've just done a phenomenal job. And congratulations to all of those girls on that team. Every single one of them needed to do exactly what they did to earn that state championship. It wasn't one of them or just two of them. It was all of them. They really needed each one to do exactly what they did. So it was just fantastic. And then, even though I'm a little biased, I have to mention Bodie. Bodie Salas won the golf championship for a second time this year. He was a state champion as a sophomore and then again as a senior. So it's an accomplishment. It hasn't been done before at Carbon. And so we're just super proud of that as well. And the golf team as a whole did really well. Our marching band just took second place. All of our fall sports did an amazing job. And really what I wanted to talk about with that is, the season, the coach and the teams are highlighted in the season and they're in the newspapers and they're all around. But those coaches are putting in hundreds of hours off season too. Right now, all of our off season sports are in the gyms. Our baseball teams, our softball teams, are out there. They're practicing. Even though volleyball just finished, they'll be starting their off season work. And so it's not just the team that's in season. It's really everybody. So I just want to say thank you to our coaches. They don't get paid enough. And they really just want to do the best they can to make a positive impact on the kids. And they really do. And really, if you want to be involved, you can be here. We're small enough. We're big enough to be competitive, but we're small enough that if you want to participate, you pretty much can. So I would just encourage parents to try to get their kids involved in something. And if it's not sports, that's fine. We just had a very successful play that happened at Carbon High. And we have, whether it's CTSOs, drama, debate, sports, we have all kinds of clubs and groups, student section, jump in there if that's, that's your thing. But we just want kids to be involved. We know that it's a huge protective factor for them.
It truly is. And it's great to even, as you brought that up, the student section, to have, as a student, to have that student support is amazing.
Oh,
it truly is.
I can't even imagine. We had like four people at our games in high school, so it would have been fantastic.
All right, before we get out of here, is there anything else you wanted to add or anything like that? Or we pretty much hit everything, I believe.
Well, almost. I do want to give a shout out to our cheerleaders and our drill team because, there again, they're not really pointed out very often. And those teams really support everybody else. They give all year, and they don't get a lot of attention necessarily and people thanking them. So thank you to cheer and drill, our student government, and not just at the Carbon High. We have this throughout. So it's not just a thank you to Carbon High athletics and things, but we really just have people doing an amazing job, and it's a great place to be.
It truly is. Carbon School District Superintendent Micah Salas, thank you so much for coming in and joining us. And I'm going to get let you get out of here and get to school because, yeah, you've probably already been to work this morning.
So you're my first stop. Don't tell anyone.
Okay, that's all right. I won't. But before you get out of here, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and your family. Thank you.
Now, if anybody wants more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen to Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.